This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Worries persist about the financial health of Spain, even after the European Union's $125 billion bailout of Spanish banks over the weekend. Yields on Spanish government bonds have now moved back above 6% after dropping earlier today, a sign that investors are still wary and demand an extra premium if they're going to buy the stuff. The BBC's Tom Burridge is in Madrid. Tom, good morning.
Good morning.
$100 billion is always nice for a banking system, but beyond that, what is the significance of all this money?
Well, I mean, I think what we've seen really is Spain being hurried along by other European leaders. Spain, up to the last minute this weekend, was insisting it would wait a bit longer for an independent audit on the banking system to come back. That hasn't happened, and I think that's because there is pressure from other Eurozone countries to get this problem sorted before, of course, the Greek elections next weekend.
This is good for the banks, clearly, but what about the Spanish government? One hopes that the government itself won't need a bailout sometime soon.
Yeah, well, the Spanish Prime Minister, Mariano Rajoy, yesterday said exactly that. He said that if Spain hadn't carried out all the reforms it had to date before this bailout, then actually what we would have seen was a bailout of the country, in his words. But it did secure a deal which has very different conditions to those of Greece, Ireland and Portugal. Spain will not have the interference in terms of its tax and spend policies as those other countries. And that's crucial. The reforms and the conditions will relate to the financial sector because the money, the Eurozone money, will go to troubled Spanish banks.
Tom Burridge, BBC Madrid. Thank you very much.
Thank you.